Wyoming's U.S. senators spent the week fighting a bill that would permanently fund the Land and Water Conservation Fund, along with money for a portion of the maintenance backlog at national parks all across the nation. Correspondent Matt Laszlo has the story from Washington.
The Land and Water Conservation Fund was passed more than 50 years ago. It takes offshore oil and gas revenue and invests it in local communities, some of which are spread across Wyoming. Senator John Barrasso says it's made an impact at home.
Rodeo grounds in Meteetse, a shooting range in Lusk, some softball and baseball fields. So over the years, it's done a number of very good things for Wyoming. There's a long history of success of the Land and Water Conservation Fund.
But this year, funding for the Land and Water Conservation Fund was combined with a bill aimed at tackling the backlog of maintenance at national parks. The final package, which the Senate's been debating this week, is called the Great American Outdoors Act. And the combination of the two is where Barrasso gets cold feet.
Well, you know, I'm a supporter of the Land and Water Conservation Fund, but I have a couple of concerns about this Great American Outdoors Act.
Barrasso's a GOP leader, but even his efforts to amend the bill were rebuffed by Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. A few hours ahead of the vote on Thursday, even Barrasso told us he didn't like it.
Washington will be given authority to buy more private land in Wyoming. And I don't think that's the right approach. We can't afford to maintain the public lands that we have right now. The other concern I have is that it doesn't provide a long-term fix to address the deferred maintenance backlog that we have at our national parks. And number three of the concern is this is mandatory spending like Medicare or Social Security, and it's permanent.
Wyoming senators are in the minority. Republican Senator Cory Gardner from neighboring Colorado is pushing the effort. He says setting up a permanent funding mechanism for the Land and Water Fund is vital.
Throughout the past 55 years, though, dollars have been diverted away from the Land and Water Conservation Fund. What this legislation does through its permanent funding is make sure that the dollars that we have authorized beginning in 1965 make sure that that doesn't get diverted. Make sure that it stops being siphoned off.
Gardner's up for re-election, though he denies he's pushing this proposal for electoral gain. He says it makes fiscal sense.
This is money that's paid for. This is paid for not by the taxpayers. This is paid for by oil and gas revenues. These dollars are generated from the revenues that come from offshore. Those energy revenues, a boat tax, excise tax, boat fuel excise tax, a couple of other things. But it's not coming out of the taxpayers.
Wyoming Senior Senator Mike Enzi disagrees. He offered an amendment that would require a new fee, or tax, on the more than 14 million foreigners who visit the nation's parks annually.
Foreign visitors to the Taj Mahal in India will pay an $18 fee, compared to a fee of only 56 cents for local visitors. At Kruger National Park in South Africa, visitors from outside the country will pay $25 per day, compared to $6.25 for local visitors. Many European countries like Spain, France, and Italy charge a tourist tax on hotel rooms that's used to pay for tourism infrastructure.
Tennessee Republican Senator Lamar Alexander says after about 60 years of trying, it's time for Congress to fully fund these land and water conservation projects.
This is our one chance to get this kind of funding to make our national parks and all the rest of our public lands, the boat ramps, the trails, the roads, the sewage, our one chance to begin to fix the maintenance over a five-year period of time instead of 10, 15, 25 years, or never. It's our one chance to do that. And I'm sure it's our one chance to get the Land and Water Conservation Fund permanently funded, as Congress agreed to do in 1964.
But Senator Barrasso brushes aside that perspective, even if it's from a senior member of his own party. He says the legislation enables Washington lawmakers to scoop up more Western lands at a time they can't even pay for the ones they have. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Matt Laszlo in Washington.